Krishna's mission of peace. Many people think that Krishna was a warmonger because he persuaded Arjuna to refrain from running away from battle. In fact, he tried his best to prevent war. The Gauravas refused to part with a due share of Pandavas' territory after their return from exile. There was an air of hostility everywhere. So Krishna, being the Lord himself, thought he would make a last bid for peace by going himself as a special emissary of Dharmaraja and his brothers to the court of Dhritarashtra. Before leaving for Hastinapur, he consulted the Pandavas. They gave their views. Krishna, accompanied by Satyaki, reached Hastinapur. The Gauravas made elaborate arrangement to receive him, as they wanted to please him through their show and pomp. Duryodhana himself, with his brothers, and Karna received Krishna at the city gates. He invited him to stay in the royal palace as their guest and dine with them. But Krishna politely said, "My dear cousin, I am a special emissary of your enemies. So, on principle, an emissary should not dine with the host until his mission is fulfilled." So, saying, Krishna went to Vidura's house, which was nearby. The unexpected visit of the Lord was a pleasant surprise for Vidura. He bowed to Krishna and poured out his devotion and revered him. Krishna enjoyed his stay in his devotee's abode. Vidura said to Krishna, "O Lord, why do you take the trouble of carrying a peace mission to these unworthy Gauravas? You know that they are itching for a fight." Krishna smiled and said, "My dear Vidura, I know everybody's mind. I never expected Duryodhana and his mother to accept compromise. But I felt it is my duty to try for peace and avoid bloodshed. I will make a final attempt." Krishna then entered the royal court of Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra, Duryodhana, Bhishma, Drona, and Karna welcomed him and offered him a proper seat. Krishna, after looking around, found that many venerable rishis and sages were not given proper seats. So he said, "I will take my seat only after these venerable persons are seated properly." When everybody was seated, Krishna began to explain his mission. He said, "In the presence of so many highly respected persons, I am making a fervent appeal to Dhritarashtra to honor his commitment and give the Pandavas their due share of the kingdom. This will avoid unnecessary bloodshed and ensure lasting peace." Bhishma, Drona, and other elders promptly supported Krishna's view, but Duryodhana vehemently opposed any talk of sharing the kingdom. He blurted out, "Krishna, tell the Pandavas that they will not even get an inch of the territory. Come what may, we are prepared to fight." Dhritarashtra, though inwardly pleased with his son's stubborn stand, outwardly made a feeble attempt to dissuade him for his hostile attitude. Even Gandhari pleaded with her son to budge, but Duryodhana, supported by his henchman Karna and others, did not relent. Krishna said finally, "Do not think that Pandavas are weak. The might of Bhima and Arjuna and the righteous indignation of Dharmaraja are capable of annihilating the entire world, but they desire peace in the interest of the entire human race. So, once again, I appeal to your good sense and ask you to compromise." But his words fell on the deaf ears of the power-mad Gauravas. They even plotted to take him their prisoner. But Lord Krishna exhibited for a moment his true divine form, that is, the Vishwarupa. He gave necessary eyesight to the blind Dhritarashtra to enable him to get a glimpse of him. The Gauravas were dazed at the size of his cosmic form and stood standstill. Krishna departed, accompanied by Vidura and Satyaki. The Lord made a final bid for his peace, but he knew that bloodshed was inevitable for the extinction of Adharma and the trump of Dharma.